If you were doing, would, okay.
Well, maybe I'm
Would you say quite a while or quite a bit?
Give me the thing again.
Okay, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for
quite a spell, maybe, okay. Or something like that.
Okay, you might say, business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it'll be better
this year.
Okay. If a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old. Three.
Okay. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same time last year.
How about a year ago, or it happened?
Yeah, it happened a year ago.
Okay. And then you might look up, the sky.
If it's precisely, I'd say a year ago, this day, or right. This week.
You might look up the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun's shining and there's no clouds, what kind of a day would you say it is?
I'd say clear.
All right. The opposite kind of day, when it's not raining but the sky is covered with clouds, you'd say it's
cloudy.
All right. And then if it's
overcast, yeah.
Okay. If it's been real fair and then the clouds come in and you expect rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
Yeah.
Our front is changing.
Okay. And if it's the opposite, if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is,
I'd say clearing.
Mm-hmm.
I might say the barometer's rising.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a lot of rain that just lasts a little while?
If it's a lot of rain, I might call it a cloudburst.
Okay.
Or a heavy shower.
Okay. And if there's thunder and lightning with it, you'd call it a
thunderstorm.
Okay. If the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind, would you say the wind's from the, whatever that is?
Yeah, it says from the north.
From, you'd you say it's
from
the
north? I wouldn't say out of the, I might say out of the north.
And if the wind was real high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
And in the past it is
blown.
If it's not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down?
A sprinkle.
Okay. And even lighter than that would be a
mist.
Yeah. And then if you couldn't see the house across the street, you'd say
it's foggy.
Right. And you couldn't see it on account of the
fog.
And if you hadn't had any rain for a couple of weeks, you'd say you're having a
I'd say it was having a dry period, a dry spell, or it's dry.
And if it lasts for a long, long time and everything dries up, you'd
say a drought.
Okay, if the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
Well, I'd say it's
picking up, or?
Yeah, it's picking up. Okay. It's picking up, yeah.
If it's just the opposite and it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's
dying down.
On a morning in the fall when you first go outside and it's not really cold but just feels a little,
I'd say cool.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Would you ever say, let's see, chilly or nasty?
Yeah, chilly. Really. I'd say chilly.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a
frost. Killing frost, probably.
Yeah. And then you'd say it was so cold last night the water in the pond
froze.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze again.
And then before I got there, it had already
frozen.
What do you call just a thin layer of ice? Mush ice, skim ice? Do you know any of those? Okay. This last thing is just all pronunciation stuff, and then that's it.
Okay.
Count from 1 to 14 for me.
1, 2, 3.
Not, wait a minute, I'm sorry, not quite that fast, because they can't
track. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19 is?
20.
After 26.
27.
After 29.
30.
And after 39.
40.
After 69.
70.
After 99.
100.
After 999.
1,000.
And then after 999.